have Be'ez Hashem a shorter shir tonight. Shloshi Simei Akbole. Myself, I have to go to sleep early to have a kayach to learn tomorrow. But on such a day, I didn't want to be mevatel the kviyas of the Shishi, so we'll have a short, just go over the halachas, the minhagim, the chumras, the shvuas. As a minig bodam the Magen Avraham, the shvuah brings him down. But there's a meaning of Klal Yisrael that Leil Shavuos you daven after Nacht, and it's for sure night you daven Ma'ariv. You don't daven Ma'ariv early. Why? V'alaz ha'aloche Sheva Shabbosa is Tmimo is Tehiyano. So the minig is that you have to have tmimis, and while you have to have tmimis, so we might be that the 49 will be complete 49, and only after that you daven ma'ariv. Now, when you see the halacha inside, the Magen Avraham really spoke about Kiddush. And the Suda. The Kiddush of Leil Shavuos is not to do before it's for sure night. The Taz said also Ma'ariv. The Ma'ariv said the meaning in all the places to be makbid, not to daven Ma'ariv early Shavuos. This year it's leichter, because it's Shabbos anyways. So while it's Shabbos anyways, so first, you know, it's Tosfos Shabbos. Not allowed to start to cook before it's supposed to be Shabbos. So it's not so negeya. You have to know. People have an early meal, and they, you know, some bad boys don't eat in the Shiva or Shavuos. They go to eat out. Yeah? But so they want to chop an early meal before they go away. The minig is that we might be the Shavuos to daven. Say al pi the Taz. We daven Ma'ariv late. For sure, the question is alamol, if it's the inyan from Tmimis, that you have to have full 49 days, and this is the reason we're makbid to daven Ma'ariv late, why we're not makbid to daven Ma'ariv early in Motzei Pesach to have Tmimis? What's the difference?
That's
Tais. Also, here's Tais Shavuos. Tais Shavuos, the mitzvah. Again, the neighbor told me that even if we daven Ma'ariv late, of a miyemchuyv to mekabel Tais Shavuos earlier, it's the mitzvah of Tais Shavuos. So Shabbos above the Zach, you have to kabel Tais Shabbos late and Shavuos early. Yet. But the mitzvah of mekabel Tais Yontif. So the Pashas develops us like this. Every day that I count, you're right, I start in the middle of the day to count, but it's called Tmimis. I could count them backwards. Even the Ma'aseh Mishnebuah says, the Ma'aseh Lekatchila to count Biyad Betchila Salayla Lekayim Tmimis. Shait Mishnebuah. But Shait Mishnebuah. Here's Ma'amish HaAlocha that we don't have in Ma'ariv, but the answer is Poshet. Shavuos comes after 49 Tmimis Dika days. If you make Abba Shavuos before, you cut off the 49 day. When we start to count Sfira into this first day, it's not a problem. It's a day. In the middle, we say, today is the first day. What I didn't say in the beginning of the day that today is the first day, doesn't make that day is not a fully day. Masha'enkin, if I would daven Ma'ariv earlier, and this is the reason some say that the Ikar is Kiddush. Because even the ma'is of the ma'aser yalav yovoi, but when you mekadosh b'yoyim, that is a steal. But the ma'is the minig. Now, as a minig anoshim, and again this year it's not again because it's Shabbos, but as minig anoshim that they don't light yontif licht, only in yontif. Normally you could light on Yontif or before Yontif. So many Yerushalayim they light before Yontif, but it was a minhag hanoshim that they were marked with the light on Leil Shavuos when the husband comes back, because if they are still a halik ner shel Yontif and they mekabel the kedusha, they're missing the tmimis. L'maaseh, a lot of poskim hold that the inyan to have ner doylek koinim knisas hayoyim is more important from the sinyonim from the tmimis. The kovet yontef shteit lekatchilat to have the ner lukas min boid yoyim. So it's totally the minogim be'etzim. Like every isha does with the minog of her husband's house or her brother's house. But this year is not nigger. Then we have another minig that starts already before Yontif. This year will start before Shabbos. It was a minig to decorate the shuls and the houses. V'neigim lishteach hasovim b'shvuiz v'boiz ha-medresh v'abatim zecher l'simchas matan teir. Who said the matan teir? Shehoyo shemasovim sviv ha-har. How we know? What was what to go to eat? Now, the Ramobi, the Mishabu brings down as a minute to bring trees. What shaykh is the trees? The sheep didn't eat your trees. Because Mishum, Atzeres, the day of Al Peres Ha'ilon, that they were member to Daven and Atzeres Al Peres Ha'ilon. These are the two minogim. It's interesting, the Targum Sheni and Megillas Esther, when Haman says, V'dosei HaMelech Einam Shoysim, that they have different minhogim, the Targum Esther says that they put grass and shvuos in the shul. This was one of the complaints of Haman. That says Vaisdas, he was against the Chassidim, yeah? He said that they put a minhog and they put grass. We see that it's a minhag kadma. Now, the Mishnah says, Ve'agro bitel ha-minhag hazeh. We lit for shit. The girl was mevatel the minhag. She'ach she'vachoy ka'amim la'amid ilonis. It's also. Because the goyim do it and they are yontef. It's also. Now, Mishnah Zaman learned, the goyim was mevatel the trees, but not the grass. The goyim don't put grass. Why the chassidim put on the trees, even though the goyim do it? They say the goyim do it outside, we do it inside. The goyim put the tree outside, not inside. Put us inside? Yeah. How do you know?
They have the windows open. You can see the
tree. Okay, it could be the zachonim, like it didn't. Oh, but they for sure also put outside. For sure they put also outside. We don't put outside. Even though I saw in the house a lot of kids there, so many kids they hanging outside the doors. So the Maaseh Dor Chashulchan brings down. So the taina is that the goyin was only mevatel of the trees. The goyin was not mevatel of the minig of the asovi. The Chashulchan brings down the agro bitel a minig shel atzovi etzim veasovi. So there's a reason the yeshivas that follow the Chashulchan really beetsem stopped that minig. In Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yashi said the meaning was very stark. He said, here is not so much goyim. Pshat, we're not doing it because chukas are goyim. Pshat, something that the goyim do, we stop to do it, especially if there's no halacha be'etzem to do it. He says, when you don't live ben ha-goyim, a normal little kid, as a soul, like a kid, he will not ask, oh, this is our yakra, yeah? In America, we'll have a modern kid from the shul, they will come, oh, this is our Yontif. This is the reason, the chshash, that will look like minhag ha-goyim. He says, when Klal Yisrael nimtzim bebotayim, so, nahar nahar bepashtei. To feel bad that you don't do it, you have the Orcha Shulchan that the minhag was botel. Someone has a minhag to do it, but either way, I sound like I was in a modern shul, behaving like modern. And you know, the Gaboyim decided that year to be very stark, they bought trees. And you know, the modern, they take these, you know, big branches of, like the schach, you know, they make beautiful. I think that is kedai not to do. That the goyim was mevatel the minute. I'm saying, a person, our minute, what are your minute? They put flowers, they got flowers, you know. If you have a meeting in your chassidus to put trees, well, that was the places 5 years ago because you had five roses, yeah? High and grace about a batim, you know, five bottom brushes, 10 feet high, and they get these big, nice trees. And then the goyim was mevatel the minute. I'm saying, there's a lot of mekoros and chassidus forum that were not mevatel the minute. But a person has to know, is bitul minik. As in people that keep the minhag, and as in Matam Shmuzam and Rabbi Yashu said, that especially in Yisrael, asovim and not eitzim. Even the Chasam Sefer says that if it's eitzim, mechur has to be eitzim shel pri. As the Mishabur says that the reason of the eitzim is because we want people mispalim al peres ha'ilo. Chasam Sefer explains that pikabole, asidim milon esrak lo eitzim peres and fakert, we bring the atzei esrak and we daven for them. I heard once that the minig is taken to decorate. Al Sinai had grass. If someone had to choose what to make a zecher of Al Sinai, maybe the fire, maybe the koilus, maybe kofalim harkigigis, you know, I put like pots all over the place. But the grass, it's irrelevant. Ari the Teira even didn't say there was grass. The ganze reif in Mishabur is, it says that the cows can eat, if the cows can't eat, why is this grass? Why the cows want to go to the mountain? Maybe it was fine grass, it was a din, that the animal can't go. It's mashma, lo yiru, the pshat, all the cow, mamish, the desert, and all the animals want to go. That the grass on Al Sinai was very important. And that's how we see it kaseida. It's a gemara, we don't fast in Shavuos. Every yontif we fast. But in Shavuos, moedim de bein and lochem, you're not allowed to fast tainis chaloyim. As a minig, we'll see in a second, to eat milchiks. Why? The Torah is nimshal lecholov. We'll see soon more reasons. We don't eat milchiks. I don't like milchiks, but on them. Because the halacha eat flesh is a yontif. So we'll see. A lot of people, they do kiddush on milchiks. But to eat milchiks in yontif. It's a great shaila if you can eat milchiks. And here you mevater on the halacha of bosel b'yontif for eating milchiks. Ayala ala das. But the Torah says, my story is, it's so wichtig to show the Mesikus HaTorah. That even if it was Kofa Olem Harki Gigis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu filled it up with flowers. The Torah is Nimshon Lecholov. HaKol Moedim Ba'atzer is the Bein Enami Lochem. The Mele was important to make a memory that when the Torah came down, the Torah in the desert, the Torah grew flowers. Was nice. It was friendly. How much was the Eshek Doilo? It was friendly. Then there's another halacha. That's Negea. This year of Avdole, there's a problem. Is halacha, you're not allowed to shut fire in Yantif. So if you light the Avdole candle, what do you do with it later? So some people will say, they take two matches. Now, here's two problems. First, what do you do with a match after it? You drop it? No, not muktzah. Fire is not muktzah. Kozman is lighting is not muktzah. You love that? After you can drop it, it's not a problem. The problem is if you drop it when it's fire. What is the problem if you drop it when it's fire? It's two problems could be. One problem could be you could burn your house. But then it's the soul is not so muktzah because it's stone. But the problem is, maybe it's mechaber.
Put it down on the foil, it's right itself.
If you have a foil, in the shul we are in the house, it's mesudah. Now, some people are machmir a different chumrah. They say if you take two matches and you separate them, you're making the fire smaller. So it's also a shtikl mechaber. Not only dropping the match is a problem, separating the match is a mechaber. So la'aloch al-maisa, they sell these places special candles for this month of Shabbos. I'm sure you saw them. These little, saw the little candles? You have one here? Sure. No, I got Yeshua has. By stealing mezuzah, and I have all the candles for the Shabbos of Shabbos. But if you didn't get a $1 candle, so the ma'isa, the velt is makel to separate, but you're not allowed to blow it out. You have to put it gently in a way that it doesn't blow out. So halacha b'etzem is negat to the noshim. The minhag noshim al pidu mishnevure, after they light candles on Lel Shabbos, even before the brocha, they don't blow out the candle. They don't blow out the match. So it's again the same child, what to do? To be careful, if you drop it in a very big way, you're blowing it out. To put it like a sulf or something, not to be a mechaber. Then is the halacha that we mentioned, is the halacha to eat ma'achol cholov and leil shavuos. Shavuos brings down like this. Bekama mekoimes, noyagim bekal lechol ma'achol cholov beyoim rishin shel shavuos. The meaning is in the first day of shavuos. And the second day. Why? So the Ramo brings down, because Be'etzem we had two korbonos and shavuos. And zeichet to the two korbonos, we wanted to bring two breads. As a halacha yuchis basal becholov, it's very negat abachim. If you have a fleshy kamil and the deer and you have bread, the bread that is left over you cannot use to a milchi kamil. Because we choishish that it touched. Because in a separate keli, you have to know. If we have bread, we don't mix bread left over from fleshiks to milchiks. So you got a lot of time, you have Shabbos, Sassoula, you have challah, you have some challah left on the Shabbos, you want to make a French toast, a cheese sandwich. You have to know from the challah of Shabbos that was on the table when you ate fleshiks, even if it's clean, the halachas we don't eat. Mele, if a person will eat milchiks and fleshiks, no. And Zman of the Ramah, when the original minhag came, they ate in the same meal milchiks and fleshiks. They made kiddush, they ate milchiks, they washed their mouth, they washed their hands, they ate a piece of bread and drank something, and then they started to eat fleshiks. So first they were mekayim the din of sudas yontif, and they had to have two breads. And this was the ma'ariz of the Ramo. Oich li Michael cholo, v'achakach Michael boso, tzrichim la'avi imo em beiz lechem, op, zeich l'shnei alechem. So you will have, this is the mocha. Now, l'maise, g'doy li Yisroel, if not that someone has a minig, stop that minig. Kimat no one is knowing anymore the original minig of eating milchiks and their fleshiks. Why? Because people didn't know the aloche. The Moshe Ratzion says, the Moshe, if you eat yellow cheese in the beginning, you're not allowed to eat fleshik until 6 hours later. Not everyone knows the aloche that after yellow cheese you can't eat fleshik for 6 hours. So b'meile, people were nichshol. You have to know our cheese, I'm not doing now today, it's a shirt here. What is the aloche of the American cheese, yellow cheese? 101, if you have to keep 6 hours or not. Or you have to wash him out. You have to have two breads. So from the Mechsholes that came, G'day Yisroel switched the minhag, and people have a milchik meal and a fleshik meal. And here's the Takeh Shaila. The Stipe Le Moshel, he ate in the night milchiks, by day fleshiks. Some say you need two fleshik meals, like the Shulchan Aruch. Some say that the kiddush in the morning, after they wake up, they eat milchiks. But chutz from that, they eat fleshiks. So lemaisa, the poskim say that for milchiks, it's enough to eat the ice cream, enough in the kiddush. You're not mechuyev to make a milchik a meal for biyotze, the minig of milchiks. Now, you have to know that Poiskim say, even that it's brought down that the original halacha was that they ate milchiks, and they washed their mouth, and they ate fleishiks, this was the original. But if you're doing it during the year, it's put up here, Zoyal, you have to wait a half an hour if it's in the same meal. The hangul. We know from milchiks to fleishiks, you don't wait, only from fleishiks to milchiks. But if it's in the same meal, the minig is that we wait, even from milchiks to fleishiks, a half an hour, because it's the same suda that's mitzalif. About Leil Shavuos, the Mishnah Berurah says, you're allowed to even without that. Then comes the morning. Now, the Shaila is, you're sitting and learning, and it's Alois HaShachar. You have to rush to Rosh Negev Asar or not. You have to rush to say Birkas HaTorah or not. So, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky brings down, you're allowed to wait. He brings a raya, and Mishnah Berurah says, someone wakes up in the middle of the night to say Slichas, he washes his hands, he says Slichas. When he finishes, it's morning already, he washes his hands again. Why doesn't say to wash his hands when it's exactly Alois HaShachar? Vayis Tois, you're not mechuyev to stop in the middle. Aval, you could argue on the Tzushta, because there he washes his hands when he woke up. As the tzad of the Rochua comes back, for that tzad he was making to wait. Oh, but this is the Hanogel Maise. And the same thing, the Hanogel of Talmud Torah is, that even the Talmud Torah on a brocha is also, till the Olam comes that you can make a brocha, the meaning is that you're allowed to carry on sitting and learning. Now, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, if you slept by day, you could make Vikas HaTorah in the morning yourself. Why? You have a Mimon of Shach. As a chkire, if every day Chazal will attack in Birkas HaTorah, or every time when you sleep, why you bench? One tzad is, once a day. The other tzad is not. One bracha really will help. It's a hesach hadas. So during the day is no hesach hadas. You start working, you have to run back to learn. But when you go to sleep, it's a hesach hadas. Nafkimir, if you sleep by day. If it's a hesach hadas, you have hesach hadas. If you're metaken every day, so there's no chiyuv. Zoktav ki behege, if you slept by day, and then you awake the whole night, in the morning you can make Birkas HaTorah. Lemaise, the meaning is, if someone is awake to be made to you, someone wakes up early, it's better to be made with him. Same thing, Gavitiyas Naimin Asher Yotza. It's a suffix if you can make it in the morning. Mishnah Berurah says if you go to the bathroom and you wash your hands and you touch yourself and you go to the bathroom, when you go out, you can make it on this time in Asher Yotza. But the meaning is again, like Atchile, to be Yotza these brachas with someone else. Now, there's another halacha in Shavuos. There's a meaning we read Parsh Kohem Megillas Rus. A lot of reasons why we learn that he didn't make tzir chitim. Everything was in the same tkufa. But the ikar is Torah mitay chisurim. Torah mitay chisurim. This is what we learn out. And what happens in the end, David HaMelech comes out. It's a big shaila if you have to stand in the broch of the Megillah. If you see where you are, the choshevi guys stand. Why? They're metzar of two zach. They say it's Birkas HaMitzvahs. Mishnah Berurah says that in Birkas HaMitzvahs you have to stand. Megillas Esther, Mishnah Berurah brings it down. And Hu Adin, Megillas Rus. Some acholik that not every Birkas HaMitzvahs you have to stand. Not going now is not the time to say we're Mekatsa today. It's a shal if you stand in Kiddush by night, if you stand in Avdolah. It's cover all these shilas, if you have to stand or not. Even if you have to stand, sometimes that only the guy that makes the bracha, the Shomei Koine, doesn't have to stand. And again, it's a big machlekes apoiskim. If you have to, you don't have to. Lemaise, I heard maybe Rabbi Yashin didn't stand up, but Lemaise, if you see, Lemaise, the meaning of every choshev a guy. I think there's Machshiv himself, Lemaise, the meaning is you stand the bracha. I advise people to stand the whole Rus. Because Bederech Klal, you know, Avimelech dies, and before you know it, David HaMelech is born. It's every year the same story. It's like the quickest Megillah. So some, I think it's a good Eitza to be awake. It's a good Eitza to be awake. Now, another Halacha, Chassam Sefer brings down that Legabei Shavuos, he says it's different the Sveika, the Yom of the Shavuos from all the Yomim Tovim. He says, Shavuos was never a Sveika de Yom. Why? You count 50 days in Pesach. So even if the Shluchim were late, but eventually they came and told you when it's Pesach. And they had to tell you because you had to fix your sphere. So it's 70 days, 55 days from Rosh Chodesh Nisan to Shavuos. It's 12 and 50. 65. I had to be closer to 70. Yeah? 65, everyone, like Moses says, the forest place was the Tzvav Yomim, Achren Shemeret Yisrael, Yichol Ha'agia. So why? So he said it was Otu Shar Yomim Tev. Now the Chassam Sefer comes in a tshuva, big chumra, he says. While it's Otu Shar Yomim Tevim, so it's not because Sveiki D'Yayme. So even if we today don't have Sveiki D'Yayme in the other days, but this day was already a takana. So in Eretz Yisrael was not Otu Shar Yomim, because, but Chutzlaz, he says, in the other days, it's meaning of the same by a day, right? It's not a real takonet. It's meaning of the same by a day. But in Shavuos, in Chutzlaz, it's me'ikar adin. He speaks about writing a get for a agune, it's a tshuva l'aloche. He says, maybe it's studying to mitzarev, kaysev, oine, afilu b'shabes. He says, in a regular meaning of the same by a day, maybe. But in the Yontif Sheni Shil Shavuos, he says, it's not a mimic. And the tzadik you chayev, it's a chomer gomer. And the tzadik you chayev in Yontif Sheni. And Shavuos, you have to know, and Shavuos is more chomer from all Yomim Tovim. It's a big chiddush, but there's a lot of nafkaminas, a lot of kulas that we have in Yontif Sheni in our days is because be'etzem it's only a mimic of a seinu b'yodeinu. Like some people that make it to go to a restaurant, yeah? A lot of the Rabbanim hold that it's Isur Gomor to go to a restaurant. Because it's Uvda Dechoyl. It's one thing you do in your house, but to go to a restaurant, eating, it looks like you're eating B'mokoyim, that it looks like you're doing Melocha, you told the Yisrael to do for you. No, I don't want to go into it. Aribal Trachin good, if you're allowed to go into a restaurant to eat. To say that a person does it, he's a pusher or not. He's a tzaddik, for sure not. For both has an option, yeshiva or a restaurant, for sure yeshiva. Let me boy, if he has machal or a restaurant, for sure machal. But what I'm saying, you have to know that this yontif is more chomos. Yontif sheni, I'm saying that I'm a killing. It's a isru de rabbon, it's like the chasam sefer. And mele, you have to be makbid, and now, one mizach is, yeah, I'm saying mekatsu because I want the time to learn tomorrow and to have kriches. But when you see this, the shiny white clouds are awake by night. There's a lot of reasons. The famous question is, you know, if you sleep by night, you can learn much more. The whole little shavuos is a couple hours. So about it. The Matthias says every yontif, that we don't, we're not awake by night, we see how much we learn by day. Yeah? If we're not be as a zach, it's like the guy doesn't go to the back of the plane to daven, so he daven's very stark. But if no one will go to the back, no one will daven stark. Yeah? So it's not a kasha, why they're awake. Although Mishabur brings down the reason because Klal Yisrael were awake, slept, and when Hashem gave the Torah, Hashem had to wake them up, so we're attacking it. ואמר גורי ולא עמדים איסר בזה, יחסים השם ולאוירו כל הלילה ועסקים בתאיר לעסקל ואיסר בשכונו וחערי דה שכל מי שבלילה יושן כלל ואיקו ועסק בתאיר מובטח לו ישויש למשנוסוי ולא יירה לו שום נזק ועתם קוסם עוד נברום על פי פשוטו שישרול ישן עם כל הלילה והוא צריך רק לשבור כל הלילה ועסק מקבל התאיר לא אוכל אנו צריכים לתאקל. If you see the Shloah Kodesh, he brings down the story of what happened. They were sitting and learning the first night. In the middle of the night, the Maggid came and he was telling them, Sisra Teire, and he told them, oh, it's such a shame that there's no 10 people here. Because if 10 people would be here, the Geula would come close, and I would Megale, all different Seidas. And they learned till the morning. In the morning they told the Azu Chaveirim, you know what you missed? We were sitting and learning by night, and we had the Gilui of the Magid. V'nischazku kulam. V'imshichu lilmoid v'ayu ne'oirim kol alaylo ha'sheini. V'ayinu b'chabur alemalo me'asoro. U'be'emtza alaylo the Magid came, and the Isgalus came, and all the Shef HaMamish Magidim came and told them all different Seidas. So people think the second night it's not so wichtig to be awake. The ganze izgalus with the shlom knows about staying awake by night was in the second night. So it's sefer shnei luchos habris, shvuos, a whole page and a half, the whole story what happened, how much giluim they had in the second night. I'm not saying any person could be awake two nights. You know, some guys the first night they learn, the second guy already, you know, they'll go to town, they go to the rest, they go to a place. First has to know the second night is big giluim, big zachen. If a person taki learns in the second night, he can be zeiche to adbeli die.
Even the